Hello, and welcome to the 11th Patterns of Poetry Talk. This is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin. Look at our blog, sccenglish.ie, for more. Prompted by recently reading Don Patterson's introduction to his new book, Reading Shakespeare's Sonnets, A New Commentary, this talk is going, again in under 5 minutes, to examine briefly this famous 14-line form, perhaps the most used poetic form of all. In his introduction, Patterson writes, "I've long been convinced that if you could somehow snap your fingers and destroy every sonnet on the planet, and wipe every sonnet from every human mind, it would reappear in almost exactly the same form by tea time tomorrow." And he adds, "Sonnets express a characteristic shape of human thought." Shakespeare was, of course, the most famous writer of sonnets. Well, all right, the most famous writer, full stop. Although his characteristic form, three quatrains, followed by a rhyming couplet, was in fact atypical. In the Leaving Certificate course, there are sonnets by Hopkins, Wordsworth, Donne, and Frost, but today I'm going to look at Patrick Kavanagh's poem, Epic. You can hear the man himself read it on the Poetry Archive site via the link on www.sccenglish.ie on today's post, 18th of October 2010. Here is a poem which shows off the form's versatility. The title is a kind of modest poetic joke. This epic, which is of course a long narrative full of heroic deeds and dramatic events, such as in the Odyssey or the one mentioned here, Homer's Iliad, turns out to fit into just 14 lines. The first four are, "I have lived in important places, times when great events were decided. Who owned that half a rood of rock, a no man's land surrounded by our pitchfork-armed claims?" The dramatic figures of this epic from County Monaghan are the Duffy family and Old McCabe stripped to the waist. This is a sonnet in the familiar Petrarchan or Italian form, in other words not divided 12 and 2 like Shakespeare's sonnets, but 8 and 6. In this form there is a distinction between the two sections, and the sestet usually heads off into a different angle, or consideration, or idea. Here Kavanagh moves towards perhaps the central theme of all his work, that poetry comes out of the ordinary, and transforms it into something extraordinary. Look at other sonnets he wrote, such as The Hospital, Canal Bank Walk, and Lines Written on a Seat on the Grand Canal, Dublin. The Munich Pact Crisis of 1938 is reduced to just a bother, and Kavanagh concludes, "Homer's ghost came whispering to my mind. He said, 'I made the Iliad from such a local row. Gods make their own importance.'" And so the poem is completely achieved in its own brief space. Kavanagh has used the sonnet form to buttress his central belief. Anything, however apparently small, however apparently banal, is a proper subject of poetry. And why do so many poets use this form? Partly form itself is, paradoxically, liberating. The 5-minute form for these audio boot talks is making my job a lot easier too. Back to Don Patterson's article on Shakespeare. Quote, "Like most poets, Shakespeare uses the poem as a way of working out what he's thinking, not as a means of reporting that thought. Then he'll use the sonnet as a way of making sense of it all." For centuries, poets have been using the sonnet form. As Don Patterson says, "Sonnets express a characteristic shape of human thought." This has been Julian Gerdam with the 11th Patterns of Poetry Talk. Lots more coming in the months ahead. Look at our blog, sccenglish.ie.